Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Help you with your small business. Don't forget you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime original member of the Brain Trust, a founding member of the Brain Trust. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Please check it out. You'll see all the hard work that they do there on behalf of you and all small business owners, and support them if you get a chance. Karen, wrap it up for us. I want you to talk to us about a little bit about the president's jobs bill, but what else you got on your mind?
Well, you know what? The jobs bill is what it is. I don't think it's going to pass. I think there's going to be something else, from both sides of the aisle. And, you know, it's just simply not going to pass. But there's some positive things that we are working on that we do think have bipartisan support. You know, this whole issue of startups and entrepreneurs being at their lowest level, access to money is the issue, Jim. You know that. Mm-hmm. You know, the capital has dried up. You know, home equity. People just don't have money to put into their businesses. So one of the things that we're working on that has bipartisan support, the president has said he supported it, is making crowdfund investing legal. And Congressman McHenry, based upon our framework and model, put together the Entrepreneurs Access to Capital Act, which passed a finance subcommittee and is going to be on the House floor by the end of the month. Yeah. And this would allow ordinary people to invest in small businesses without triggering securities laws. You know, our securities laws in this country are so outdated that small businesses can't go to people that they don't know mm-hmm. to invest in their businesses without them having to register with the SEC. And this is crazy in our modern economy.
They're called private placements. And if you go to certain people and you go to them a certain way, especially people you don't know, and you talk mm-hmm. to them about investing in your business, you could be violating the Securities Acts of 1933 and 34, and you could be violating that. If you know the people, if they're people you know, you have a relationship with them, you can talk to them about that. But if you don't know them, if you go to a stranger, then you're basically proposing the sale of a security in some cases. But I got to tell you though, Karen, I'm not a big fan of this. I'm not a big fan of the crowdsourcing capital raising thing. I don't know.
Why not?
I think it's going to be more negative than positive.
Yeah, there were a couple of Democrats on the committee who said that, Jim.
Yeah, well, you know,
but you know what? There's a lot of. I really believe in the transparency, you know, of the crowd and of the internet. I mean, I don't think. Look what our securities laws have. You know, I think people are pretty smart these days.
Yeah,
and most investors are smart, and I think with the right protections and the right framework that we set up through our model, that it will protect against fraud. And, we're basically legalizing the Kiva.org model. And, right. If you invest in a business, you get a T-shirt or a mug. But, in our model, obviously, you'll be able to benefit, from the profits. But I would ask people to go to our website, sbecouncil.org, and check it out. And to look at the framework we set up, the protections that we have set up, and how we think this will work, and it's working well over in the UK.
And I have not, I have not studied the degree you have. Thank you for doing that. The concern that I have, the primary concern that I have, is that people will. See, I still try to tell small business owners, the most beautiful capital, the purest form of capital, is a customer's business. And so if you want to start a business and get it out of the ground, find people who will buy what you have to sell and grow your business through customers. And I'm a little concerned about the crowdsourcing thing being almost making people feel like they're grants. You know what I mean? I'm worried about That's what
I
worry
about.
Well,
not because, I mean, if you want people to invest in your business, you have to have customers.
Yeah.
You have to have a growth strategy.
That's
you
right.
have to have a business plan. Mm-hmm. You have to prove, I mean, you know, your profitability. And, you know, with these, you know, savvy investors and ordinary investors as well. And the crowd will help vet.
I'm going to go to your website and read what you've done on that and write about that. I'm going to educate myself more on what you guys are working on that. Thank you. And thank you for keeping that debate going, because it is something that needs to be considered. Karen, thank you for all the work you do. Thank you for the way you represent small business owners. We're very proud of you.
All right, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, that's sbecouncil.org. Be sure to check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.